2RS, keeping it local.
Here's another tasty breakfast bite.
We have Steve Roser on the line, the pie man himself.
I'm actually from Goulburn originally. I'm a Goulburn girl. So I know that there's amazing pie shops all through the region.
Yeah.
And a pretty aggressive pie scene. But I just wanted to find out exactly how many pie makers there are in the Southern Highlands.
Well, we actually have professional pie makers in the form of bakeries here, just over 30 pie makers here in the Southern Highlands. But when you actually now look at all of our chefs and that out there, we've got actually 52 this year that have come on board and produced a signature pie throughout the month of June, being pie time. And that all came about last year when we decided to produce a pie trail, when we found that we had a high concentration of local bakers making local pies. And one of the key events last year was our two-day pie festival that we held in Corbett Gardens in the beautiful Barrel. But it actually outgrew itself. It was so popular that this year we've actually had to take it out to Bong Bong Picnic Racecourse, just outside a Barrel, so that we can actually grow the event, have more producers of pies there, as well as a celebration of all things food and wine for our region.
What kind of events and activities can people get into at the festivals?
Yeah, well, actually, at the festival itself, there's pie cooking demonstrations, and Fast Ed from Better Homes and Gardens will be making an appearance at the festival on Sunday the 24th. The actual festival is Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th from 10 o'clock through to 3 p.m. And there will be pies available for tasting and for sale, as well as local foods, as well as pie eating competition. And we introduced that last year, and that was a resounding success.
Steve, can I ask? I love pies and I love wine, and I saw that there was a little write-up about pies being matched to some local wines.
Yeah, that was an initiative actually put together with our Food and Wine Association here. And as you probably know, Katie, we have probably cool climate wines in our region, and our signature wine is Pinot Noir. So in an effort for the wineries to get involved in Pie Time this year, they've actually come on board, and at each of the 17 cellar doors that we have throughout the region here, have put pies on their menu and matched those with different Pinot wines that we have.
That sounds so good. Hey, Steve, we better let you go because I'm sure you're busy orienting pie activities, but I've got one last question for you, mate. What is your favourite pie?
Well, yeah, mine actually, I like a crusty pie and I like a chunky pie.
Well, there you have it. There really is a pie for everyone. That was Steve Roser. Go check that out on the website that he listed. You're on 2RS with Katie and Jerome.
Thanks for listening to this 2RS highlight. Tune in to Breakfast Weekdays from 7 a.m. online or on the iHeartRadio app.